On this beautiful day that God has given to us, we celebrate two things here in this shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. First of all, it is a day of the week that is dedicated to her, to Our Lady. And so we should turn to her, pray to her, and offer her many prayers and sacrifices and penance. And second of all, today is a very special day. It is a feast day of Saint Scholastica, Virgin, who was the foundress, along with her twin brother, Saint Benedict, of the Benedictine Order. He of the first order, that is, of the priests and brothers, the monks, and she of the second order, that is, of the cloistered nuns. Now, the third order, which includes lay people, and which, canonically speaking, includes also all sisters who are in the world, in hospitals, orphanages, and whatever, that was founded by Saint Benedict later in order to make possible the giving of graces to those who were to become members of the order but not be the first or the second order. And so today is a very special day for us. Now, both of them were born about the year 480. They were twins, so they had to be born together. About the year 480 in Rome, of a very, very wealthy family. And when he became a teenager, a young man, he went to Rome. They were actually outside of Rome in the town of Norcia, which now boasts of a very wonderful traditional monastery. The town of Norcia. Very near there is Rome. And so Saint Benedict went to Rome to study in the universities. And of course, he was already reared, as was she, in a very strict Catholic home. When he went to the university, he found the disparagement of discipline and of morals, even then, around the year 500, as we see today. It's a very dangerous thing to go to the university. You not only learn good things, but you learn mostly evil, evil things that will send your soul to hell. So Saint Benedict was very displeased, so he ran off to the mountains, not too far, to the town of Subiaco, which means sublacum, under the lake, which had been artificial lakes that were made by the emperors for their entertainment years and years before. Even in those days, it was ancient. And there he began to live the eremitical life, and of course his life, which we shall celebrate next month and also in July, that we will hear about later. Now, everything we know about them at this point comes from the pen of one of his disciples, St. Gregory the Great, who became Pope and a founder for us of the Gregorian Rite of the Mass, putting together all the laws and the customs that were there to be found and that were acceptable to the Church. And of course, that is what the Gregorian Rite is. St. Scholastica, in the meantime, having been with St. Benedict since her birth, missed him horribly. It is not easy for those who love each other to be separated from one another. And so she suffered tremendously, but offered it all up to God. Eventually, St. Benedict was to leave Subiaco, and he went down to some land that was given to him by one of his disciples, fathers. I believe it was St. Mauro's father. And he formed a school for young boys, and that was the beginning of the Third Order. In the meantime, on this beautiful, beautiful mountain, now known as Monte Cassino, there was a temple of Apollo, and the first thing Saint Benedict did was to tear it down, but he used the marble to build another oratory. That first oratory, which is still there, but underground now, because it has built up over the centuries, is the oratory of St. Martin of Tours, already by then very, very popular and very famous. His sister then came, and they founded together the second order, the Order of Cloistered Nuns of the Benedictine Order. And every year, they were very strict, even with each other. And a lot of people think that they need to be strict only with others or outside of themselves or what people see. That's why their first reading was there. Not he who commendeth himself is commended, but him whom God commendeth. And that means that your secret life has to be as virtuous and as holy as your public life, even maybe more. So they were very, very disciplined. And even though they wanted to be together, they were together only for one evening a year. And St. Gregory tells us this. And it was on this evening, 3 days ago, that they got together in a little house that belongs to the monastery, still there, now a chapel. And St. Benedict said, well, it's time to go. She had two nuns, he had two monks. They never travel alone. And St. Scholastica said, oh, I really, really wish to spend the night praying with you and talking with you about the things of God. And he says, sister, we must obey the rule. And so she put her hands in her face and her hands and prayed and prayed. And all of a sudden, such a horrible torment and tempest arose of rain and thunder and lightning that St. Benedict could not return to the monastery, nor she to her monastery. So indeed, as she prayed to God, he granted, and they spent the whole night in holy prayer and colloquy. In the morning, they both departed. And 3 days later, as St. Benedict was standing in his cell in the monastery, he looked up and he saw the soul of his sister, St. Scholastica, flying to heaven in the form of a dove. And thus all her statues, including the one at Monte Cassino, have her holding a dove. And so today we honor this great saint, this foundress of the largest family of religious in the church, the Benedictine order, and the Benedictine cloistered nuns. May St. Benedict and St. Scholastica intercede for us and grant that we too may be like the wise virgins, like they who are commended by God and not by themselves. He who commendeth himself is worthless. He who is commended by God is a rich treasure for the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.